That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce. Welcome to Let's Find Out as we all get ready for this very powerful spring equinox. Tonight I want to do a bit of a review before I begin with this week's astrology news. Three things happened this last week, and I heard my own words on TV. Investigations are going on big time behind the scenes, beginning with Dr. Fauci, as predicted. A cyclone hit the coast of Africa, the strongest and largest ever recorded, as predicted. Banks are beginning to fall and collapse, as predicted, although a little bit earlier than I stated. What else can I say except to listen up? I'm dedicated to going through this year with you, walking you through the astrology. And on my website, I will be posting some wonderful new meditations. If you feel like you would like a reading with me, that would be wonderful. And I do have a prayer room where you can go and read some beautiful poetry, and maybe you would consider making a donation for the work. I went to Florida, and I had a very upsetting time. I certainly could use your help and support. I want to know you're out there. So thank you for listening to Let's Find Out. Okay, here we go. The new moon in Aries brings us the yearly chart. The chart reflects everything that will be happening through 2023 and 24. The new moon in Aries is the beginning of our astrological year. Our awareness will sharpen and become more spiritual as we learn and search for the truth of certain situations that have left us in confusion. Lies, deception, and confusion has been the order of the day for the past several years. There has been a lot hidden from us, a lot, and the truth is so slowly circulating and coming out. Pluto is ending its time in Capricorn. At 29 degrees, it focuses on ending, finishing up, a focus of getting things resolved so we can have new beginnings. It is important that these issues get finalized. This energy coming in is all about spiritual truth and integrity and natural law. Jupiter is in Aries and is about the law when it's in Aries because it opposes Libra. You should believe that all things will be wrapping up between now and when Jupiter changes signs on May 17th. Before we can have new beginnings, we have to have the endings, the understandings, the clearing. All you energy workers know about that. You know that you have to clear a person before you can really begin to heal them. While Mars is in Gemini, in the final degrees, you're going to find that everything having to do with the mass media will be exposed. They have been lying to us, withholding information and spreading fake news far too long. And now humanity wants the truth. We're going to see the truth as Mars exposes everything through its powerful communication tools. Venus is in Taurus and conjuncts the North Node on Friday, March 24th, the day after Pluto changes signs. This is powerful. The energy can deal with banks and aviation. It can bring in earth disruptions, earthquakes, floodings, tornadoes, cyclones, as well as things we don't know about in space, whether sightings are from the planet Earth or from beyond the planet and solar system. Both of these things are going to be exposed. There is so much that is being hidden from us, and we're going to find out. The spring equinox conjuncts the new moon and brings in mystical and spiritual energies as it exits Pisces. And Pisces is the most spiritual sign in the zodiac. But there has been so much destruction and death. I sense that by the end of this month, there will be events that will shake the world, not only with earth changes, but major difficulty. Since nothing happens without a reason, I think these difficulties in many respects are designed to help bring humanity together. We will be brought together. 2023 is a turning point, where we can no longer operate in separation and against each other, because coming together is the only way that we can survive and make it. Something is up this month of March in 2023. Something's coming. Something's really happening. With Pluto changing signs as it leaves Capricorn on the new moon at 29 degrees, it represents death and transformation, like a coffin being carried into the church. This can represent that there will be more deaths. And with the hardship of the planetary forces at this time, you may find that more people are passing away, either in your family or famous people. you will see a lot coming to an end, a lot of closure. However, this energy isn't all bad. We've been waiting for this and watching. There are so many things we don't understand, and finally we're going to get an explanation. This is healing. This is true healing. And this is what we've all been waiting for. This new moon, the spring equinox, will bring about a healing that is so necessary on our planet. I'll be back after our weekly cosmic tip to talk more about the events that are coming in detail. Please listen carefully to this message on the cosmic tip. And the program is recorded, so you can download it and listen to it again and again. The Cosmic Tip is also on my website as well as YouTube. So we'll be back after the weekly Cosmic Tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your stargazing report, week of March 20th through March 26th, 2023. This week has a lot of energy movement. There are three planetary shifts, including Pluto's game-changing entry into Aquarius on Thursday, March 23rd. The last time Pluto changed sign was in 2008, ushering in bank and saving and loan failures, economic insecurity, and intense politics, including some not-so-nice embedded law. The Sun enters Aries on the new moon and spring equinox on Monday, March 20th. The new moon is at 1 degree Aries, signaling new beginnings. This is also the first day of spring, along with the astrological new year. It's a day wonderful to celebrate, as the galaxy has opened up beyond our Milky Way to usher in some new galactic information from beyond our current outer limits. The planets are all bundled within one-third of the zodiac between Capricorn and Gemini. The interesting thing about this is that Pluto and Mars are preparing to change signs. That aspects of your life are going to now change in a big way. Mars has been in the ideal sign of Gemini since September 2022, an unusually long time due to its retrograde cycle, which was between October 30th and January 12th. The time is coming to implement some of these ideas that have been rolling around inside your head, and dropping or letting go of those ideas that just will not work anymore to your advantage now. Pluto has been in Capricorn since 2008. Old school traditional approaches to life begin to take on a new life by your setting new conditions in the futuristic sign of Aquarius. Here is an example of how this is working now. 2008. Old school traditional approaches to life begin to take on a new life by your setting new conditions in the futuristic sign of Aquarius. Here is an example of how this is working now. Several politicians have been using the phrase generational change when talking about the next USA president. This is a major event, but you may not feel it because Pluto is so far away. Pluto helps you stand in your power, but it must first help you to release that which stands in the way of you being in your power. Fears, ego, outdated beliefs, judgment against others, and your own behavior. The U.S. Revolutionary War, 1865, was going on the last time Pluto was in the sign of higher ideals. Pluto is just giving us a preview of what is ahead as the god of death and destruction returns to Capricorn in June through late November 2023. Then Pluto will spend 20 years in the sign of Aquarius come 2024. Also on tap for the coming 3 months is a mixture of Pisces and Aries energy. The endings and new beginnings, signs of the zodiac. Pisces asks you to go beyond the veil of the world, and Aries urges you to get moving as you pioneer your new projects. These are powerful, enthusiastic vibrations. Mars is the third planet to change signs, sliding into Cancer on Saturday. This has been a long time coming, due to Mars' retrograde cycle in Gemini since early September 2022. You have been exploring many options regarding your ambitions. Mars, the warrior planet, will be in Cancer until May 20th. But its feminine energy takes a bit of the edge off the warrior energy. The Cancer energy brings us domestic issues such as family matters, fertility, landscaping, and sprucing up the home. Take care of your emotions, home, family, and nutrition needs while Mars is in nurturing Cancer. All these planetary shifts create an almost etheric, dreamlike atmosphere and an ultra-romantic vibration. You could quickly be swept off your feet by someone new. Allow yourself to drift along with the week's ever-changing energies. This is the perfect time to open up new chapters in your life, especially with regard to your domestic life. The strongest event this week is not the spring equinox or the new moon in Aries, but Pluto's entrance into Aquarius. This is the most important of all transits now, as well as the most important planetary shift of the year, if not the entire decade. All of this goes to say that the coming 3 months has everyone deciding what they are ready to release and making initial efforts to pioneer a new path. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Let's find out. And that was our weekly cosmic tip. And tonight I'm going to talk to you about Pluto moving into Aquarius, which is the most important aspect in 2023, if not for the whole millennium. Now, I have a caller. Her name is Reese, and she's from Canada. How are you, Reese?
Joyce, so good to hear you. I'm great. I'm doing okay.
What can I do for you?
I guess I would like to know, so I'm 39, 1983, September 2nd, and, you know, I just haven't found the one yet for love. I do have a child, but I'm just curious to know if anyone from the past would return or if anyone new will pop in. That will be stable.
I'm sure that you'll have somebody new pop in. Because you are a Virgo and you're part of what the changes are going to bring. If you listen to tonight's show, you'll get a better idea of timing. So I could not really give you a thorough answer unless I gave you a reading and did your chart. But why don't you listen tonight and you will get the timing, which will help you. And I know somebody is coming for you, probably more towards the fall months.
Okay. A fall month. Yeah. So don't backpedal and go backwards and dig up exes from the closet.
You never can go back. You're done when you're done. Okay. You're done when you're done. You don't want to undo what you healed.
Thank you.
I mean
I
that.
I appreciate that.
Okay. Take care. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
All right.
So as I was saying, the movement of Pluto into Aquarius is the most important aspect of 2023, if not the entire millennium. The energy has started already, and on March 23rd, which is Thursday, Pluto makes this move, and at the same time squares the north and south node, known as the nodal axis, and it will remain there through November of 2023. The north node represents our future collective destiny, where we are headed, and the south node is our collective past, what we're trying to lose and leave behind. The peak of this energy is between April and mid-July. We will be feeling this power all year, and the process will continue through 2024. This energy is worldwide and signals huge social and political changes, along with a very powerful evolutionary urge for change. Change in our reality and within the world. It's coming. If you have any planets at 27 degrees of cardinal signs, Aries, Libra, and Capricorn, Cancer, or up to 4 degrees of fixed signs, Aquarius, Leo, and Taurus, Scorpio, you will feel this more personally and directly. If you don't have any signs within this degree, you will see this all operating in the world, but it may not hit you quite as personally. You'll be lucky because I have 2 of them. I have Pluto at 3 degrees Leo, and I have Uranus at 28 degrees Taurus. And boy, there's been a lot of stuff going on in my life. Some of it a little difficult to handle. You will feel it, and you will see all this operating in the world. But we all will witness what's going on. It's the endings and a new beginning. And I've been talking about this for a while, or certainly aspects of it. This movement will involve huge choices and changes, and a great deal of intensity will come from many, many people. If you have planets in a fixed sign, there's always resistance to change, especially with Taurus Scorpio. They want to hang on to the past and what has always been, but we will all be forced to evolve and change in some really big way. The mutable signs will be able to flow with these energies a little bit more easily, and that's Pisces, Virgo, and Gemini, Sagittarius. Pluto moves into Aquarius from March 23rd to June 11th. It's only there for 2.5 months, so we only get a glimpse of what is coming, a taste, a tester. Then it goes retrograde and slides back into Capricorn. I will talk about this in the next few weeks, but I want to focus on the T-square that Pluto causes in March. The north node is at 5 degrees of Taurus, and the south node is at 5 degrees of Scorpio. This energy puts us in the jaws of the vise. It causes incredible pressure. These are called hard aspects. There will be an incredible pressure for change. Pluto moves into Aquarius, and Saturn just changed signs on March 7th. And move from Aquarius into Pisces. And Mars is about to move into Cancer in April. There are incredible layers to these endings and new beginnings, bringing in intense pressure, just like you're being squeezed in a vise. The energy is going to last for 8 months, right through November, and will still ripple into 2024. The north node in Taurus has to do with banking, wealth, currencies. The south node is linked to finances too, but really focuses on food, agriculture, as well as joint money collective money, your investments, mortgages, loans, the banking system, where you are invested on the stock market, in bonds. It's big money. And because Scorpio is the snake, it can be underhanded money, criminal money, as well as toxicity of all kinds. And personal betrayal. A lot of you will be learning how to deal with personal betrayal and still stay in your love. That's not easy. Scorpio is ruled by Pluto, which makes this energy even stronger. What Pluto does, according to myth, is take us down into the pits of hell and then bring us back up again for a rebirth, making us stronger, wiser, and back into our spiritual center. This doesn't mean we will die, because it's the death of systems that's going on. Pluto is moving into Aquarius and affects our social structure and systems. The worldwide financial system will come under big, big squeeze. The North Node moves clockwise, unequal to the South Node, and it tightens up like a vice from 4 to 3 to 2 to 1 to 0 degrees of Taurus, and then moving into the later degrees, 29, 28, 27 degrees of Aries on July 16th. Remember that date, July 16th. So between April and mid-July, the vice will get tighter and tighter and tighter. Remember that I told you Pluto moves back into Capricorn on June 11th, the 29 degrees, the final ending degree, and it is a critical degree in June and July, as well as in December of 2023 and January of 2024. Then in September through November of 2024. And that's the time of the U.S. presidential election. It actually moves back to 27 degrees Capricorn and up to 4 degrees of Aquarius. So those people with those degrees will be feeling this T-square. The real heat is going to come when Pluto is at the critical degree of 29 degrees Capricorn in July. Remember that the process of Pluto is to reveal any corruption, any lack of integrity, accountability, transparency, anything crooked or illegal connected to the sign it's moving through. It also intensifies the nature of that sign. Pluto moved into Capricorn in 2008, and what did we have then? We had the banking and financial crisis. That was global. I remember being at a psychic fair at that time and giving this man a reading who seemed very, very upset. He was vice president, he told me, of a big company. And he wanted to know when he was going to get a promotion and a raise. And I was reading him, and I told him he didn't even have a job, that he was out of work, and that he was really going to have to start to look elsewhere to make his money. He laughed at me. However, he was vice president of Bear Stearns, and when he went to work on Monday morning, he did not have a job. That really shook me. I remember that very well. Have you seen the movie The Big Short? Write that down, The Big Short, with Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, and Brad Pitt. It's an entertaining film and very true to life, showing us what we were within hours of total worldwide financial system collapsing, and it's brilliantly done. The Big Short. Download it. It's on the internet. Give it a watch because it might help you understand what's coming. Well, guess what? The world didn't collapse. It was patched up. If anything, it was patched up by top-down control systems. If we've learned anything, particularly over the last 3 years, the top-down systems, the governments, corporations, institutions, have strengthened in their power. Because Pluto is where the power lies. But now, the energy is moving through the final degrees. But the image I see, which I have mentioned before, is the image of the wrecking ball. The wrecking ball keeps hitting those top-down structures. I made some music tonight for when we take the break, and I think you're going to enjoy it. I put 3 songs together. One's with Bobby Darin. So, listen to that. This will be a very powerful process this year. Pluto, after June 11th, while it's backtracking through Capricorn through November, is like a wrecking ball. And then into 2024, that's going to be the final curtain. But 2023 will be a big year of endings and collapse. Pluto spends 6 months in Capricorn in 2023, and then 8 months in 2024. And after the wrecking ball, the finality moves into Aquarius for the next 20 years until 2044. Aquarius is a sign of freedom, human rights, civil rights. And right now, these are very, very big issues for us. With a shift of Pluto from top-down structures to the sign of the people, we're going to see the people living in a more balanced society. It's not going to happen in 1 day, 1 week, or 1 month, but gradually. We are going to see grassroots up, community, collaboration, people coming together in a much more equitable sense. No matter what their status or wealth, they are coming together around a value system, which is Taurus, and they're going to create a more loving world. And this change is what the whole process is about. We got to get rid of the fentanyl. We got to straighten out the border. And we have to take care of the people getting heat to their homes in Europe. And again, this is worldwide. Now, I'm going to give you more information on the other side. We have to take the half-hour break. So we'll be back to talk more about finances after the half-hour break. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was let me. Yeah, you let me.
This town is full of guys who think they're mighty wise, just because they know a thing or two. You'll meet them night and day, strolling up and down Broadway, telling of the wonder they can do.
Oh, sing it, Bobby Boy!
There's conmen and there's booster,
there's card sharks and crap shooters.
They congregate around the metropole.
If I knew what that meant, I would agree with him. They wear flashy ties and collars.
Yes, but where do they get their dollars?
They all have got an ace down in the hole.
Yes, sir, some of them write to the old folks for coin. And that is their ace in the hole.
And others have friends on the old candle lawn. That's their old ace in a hole.
Why, they'll tell you of trips that they're going to make from Florida to the North Pole.
The fact is their name would be Muck, just like a chump playing stuff.
If they lost that old ace in the hole,
their names would be Mud,
like a chump playing stuff.
If they lost that old ace.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was.
There's just too little of what the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and that was my creation. I had Miley Cyrus singing Wrecking Ball, Bobby Darin and Johnny Mercer doing Ace in the Hole, finishing up with Dionne Warwick, and What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love. I thought it was pretty well done. Okay, now we'll get back to the Pluto T-square. The reason I think there will be heat around this energy financially sometime between now and July is because the nodes will change from Taurus Scorpio to Aries Libra on July 18th. Jupiter is in Aries right now. And the node? Jupiter is in Aries right now. And the North Node joining Jupiter is preparing us for this. This aspect has to do with our courage, our bravery, being a pioneer, setting out on new episodes, having a sense of self-sufficiency, autonomy, sovereignty, while standing in your power. Not alone, but standing in your power along with your community, with others who are doing the same. Having a strong sense of your uniqueness, your special gift that you can offer to that group. This vice, this T-square, continues all the way into November. And initially, the T-square is in fixed signs. But when it moves back into Capricorn again in June, it goes back to squaring the cardinal signs in July. So this astral dance is between the fixed sign, the freedom sign, the new beginnings, and then it goes back into the cardinal sign for the rest of 2023 into January of 2024. It's got to finish up. There's a couple of things that didn't get broken up, and it's got to go with a wrecking ball and take them down too. The other thing joining us as well this summer and fall are the eclipses. This is such a powerful time in history. We have a solar eclipse at 14 degrees Taurus coming up on April 20th, which is an incredibly strong eclipse. Pluto is very involved with this T-square. This will have to do with finances and banking, for the most part, as well as the housing market. We have a lunar eclipse on May 5th at 14 degrees Scorpio. These two eclipses are on the nodal axis for another 9 years. Pluto is involved with this energy as well as Uranus, bringing us shocks, surprises, radical sudden changes. Taurus has rules banking, money, currencies. Pluto will be keeping a trigger on those eclipse energy points of April, May of 2023 into 2024. The intensity is certainly the watchword, as well as evolutionary change. There is so much going on. Although we may feel as if we're white water rafting with the speed of these fast-moving events, with the speed of change that's happening, just know that this is all a part of the divine plan. If it wasn't a part of the astrology, of the energies, I couldn't see it. I couldn't see what I've been able to see for you. This is meant to be happening because it is the time of the end of the old world, the old systems, the old reality as we have known it. I find it so interesting that Saturn has just moved into Pisces. Saturn is very connected to our 3D tangible reality that is now dissolving. In Pisces, is going to be in that sign until February of 2026. Saturn, the planet of time and chronology, will be dissolving as well in Pisces because time is speeding up. It seems like delays. It seems like our days last about 2 hours. Everything has been so compressed. All this energy is shifting us pretty rapidly from the old world into the new. What is interesting about this, if you look back into time and history, when Pluto was in Aquarius, which was a long time ago, and also in a T-square to these nodes, Taurus, and Scorpio. It was in 1789, which was a very important time. The nodes were opposite where they are now, because Scorpio was the North Node then, focusing on people's rights and the financial structure. That's when we wrote the Bill of Rights in America. It was also a massive time in France, where the peasants who were starving stormed the Bastille. On April 14, 1789, they took down the monarchy, and the monarch was executed, and France became a republic. It didn't happen the first month or the first year that Pluto was in Aquarius. Pluto had been in Aquarius for 12 years before it happened. This resulted in the coming months and years some very big financial shifts in France. And this is what's happening with us here around the world. Within a month of that happening, the Assembly National in France published what was called the Declaration of Man. You can read about that on Google. It gave many more legal rights to the people, as the Bill of Rights did in early America. Although I know democracy is certainly being squeezed at this time, we are re-entering this cycle now. These actions became the foundational documents for democracy across Europe. We are re-entering this cycle, March 23rd, 2023. We are in the crucible of this. Going back to the financial side, I know many of you are quite anxious about this. After the execution of the monarchy in France, there were many things that began to change the financial structure of France. Pluto is linked to taxes. It's linked to debt, to defaults. Well, the tax system began to change in France, and I feel it will for our country down the road. Pluto is the ordinary people began to get more tax reductions. There was a new system of grassroots up, social enterprise, small farms were birthed. This was actually the beginning of the middle class that had never existed before. People had been living with the rich, the ruling class, and the poor. But people came together, forming social enterprises, grassroots up. This is a strong indicator of the power of how this energy is doing now. It's going to bring about a huge social and political change, structural changes. Pluto is moving into Aquarius on its own, and it would do that by itself without all this other aid. But you add all these other aspects, like the square of the known axis, and this becomes the ignition point for Pluto's shift into Aquarius, which will last 8 months. It's going to be super strong until mid-July this year. We're going to see rapid changes in our reality. Just know and trust that this was all meant to happen. It is happening so quickly because of the shifts in consciousness, because of the shifts in energy, cosmic energy, galactic energy, photonic energy. These big jumps in consciousness that we are having in humanity mean that we can no longer sustain anything around us that is not born of love. We can no longer have arguments and upsets. We can no longer have people around us that are destructive. It's going to raise your blood pressure to stay in this lower energy, and it could raise your blood pressure to dangerous level. Anything that's low frequency, low vibration, that compromises your higher good, That's the way this energy works. That you need to let go of. You can't fake it anymore. You have to be in your truth. So, where will Pluto shine its light on any corruption? It's going to shine its light on science and technology. What was the first bank to fall into problem? Silicon Valley, of course. This is all going to be very, very interesting. Max, Kathy, and Tom, are you listening? It will all happen over a period of time, as it did in 2008. But in the meantime, there's going to be some very big revelations, some very big issues that will come about. And most of it will be around science and technology. Some of it will be about lying and cheating and the snakes. Beginning now and continuing throughout the end of the year, and for many years to come, this truth will be coming out. Let me remind you all that there's going to be tons of melodrama going on in our 3D reality. It's best if you don't watch the news, because that will increase your focus on your anxiety, your fear around the collapse. And it could raise your blood pressure subconsciously. You can't control that. Don't focus on what's ending. Focus on what's beginning. Use all of your spiritual power, creativity, to create a more beautiful, loving world. That's where our focus needs to be. Focus on joy. Focus on love. And we are bringing in with speed into our world. The more you do that, the faster the earth will come, and the new earth will bring the changes, and the more you personally, yourself, you will be on the higher timeline of love. And I hope you beautiful, beautiful body workers and transformers are listening. Personally, yourself, stay on that higher timeline of love, and you will open and grow into unbelievable areas that you never knew existed. Oh, and one more thing. The energies around the spring equinox, I forgot to mention that, especially March 22nd, March 23rd, and March 24th are enormous days. With new timelines opening up, new portals. And so you need to meditate, you need to work your chakras, you need to open up, and you need to welcome. Keep welcoming in an expanded consciousness of love. Know that these are the doorways to a multidimensional reality that we have never experienced before in our lifetime as humans. All of us have lived in 3D, and this is going to crack us open like an egg into multidimensionality. What an experience. We all may wonder just where our reality is. We could be driving down the road and feel like we're driving down the same road again. Or we could jump 5 miles ahead. There's going to be time slipping and timeline slipping. It can be very destabilizing. But no, you are not going mad. You are adjusting to a new time frame and a new multi-dimensional reality. But there will be patience and compassion. Love yourself and give yourself time. Sit down if you get dizzy. Take a nap if you need to. It will benefit you. More can happen in your sleep at this time with the opening up of the energies. We're jumping timelines. We are leaping in consciousness in a way that we have never done in any lifetime. It's immensely exciting, but it's only exciting if you're on the higher dimension timeline, the eagle's perch. If you're in the demolition timeline, it will be more fearful. So that's not where you want to be. Be aware of where your focus is at all times. Here's what you can keep saying to yourself. I live in joy, in peace, and in bliss, and in love. I am welcoming in an expanded consciousness of love. I'll say it again. I live in joy, in bliss, peace, and love. I am welcoming in an expanded consciousness of love. In the morning, when you awaken, say to yourself, this is going to be a wonderful day, and I will enjoy it, and it will bring me comfort and love. So, I am wishing you a powerful, pivotal period of choice, of focus, of higher energy this week, of centered attention, and God bless you all. I'm so glad that we have these light workers around the world. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we are at the end of our program, but I have wonderful music. Elizabeth Hepburn is going to sing her song of love, and William is going to bring us to that moonlight. And we have a meditation, and we are finishing with Richard Shulman. We can all live together in peace. Thank you for listening. Let me know that you're out there. I'll help you all I can. And I'll see you next week.
If we only have love, then tomorrow will dawn, and the days of our years will rise on that morn. If we only have love to embrace without fears, we will kiss with our
to be born.
the little we are. We'll have conquered all time, all space, the sun, and the stars.
Breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center,
the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath. And have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently, very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up, up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace, and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child when you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed, stay in that position, and listen to Richard Shulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.